and welcome to the Daily Dits podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Mitchell, and the Daily Dits is your daily slice of Forces life. And today's guest has just come back from an interesting trip. Our very own George Ryland took drive for a drive, and she's here to tell us all about it. It's George Ryland!
Hello! Yeah, I had the best week. It was so cool going back to The Rock because that was the first ever place that I went with BFBS some years ago. And it's changed so much. I'm embarrassed to say I didn't really recognise anything. I got lost a lot. So if you saw a blonde in Gibraltar just walking confidently down the road and then coming back confidently the other way 2 minutes later, that was me all week.
Do you know what? That's all you have to do. Walk with confidence and then you're fine.
Yeah, that's what I spend my life doing.
So you have been back to Gibraltar. Like you said, the first place that you've been with BFBS, I bet it was really nostalgic.
Well, it was. It would have been more so if they hadn't knocked down the studio and replaced it with a car park. But the place they're in now is lovely. It's such a nice place, right by the runway. So I got to walk across the runway loads, which just feels like you shouldn't be able to do it. It's so fun.
Hang on. If the BFBS studio is next to the runway, surely like even our most soundproof studios would clearly pick up a little bit of sound from that.
No, I mean, it's not the busiest runway, but I didn't hear anything when I was in them.
Oh, wow. That is so interesting. So how was it? Where did you go? What did you do?
Oh, my goodness. Everything. Literally everything. I had such a packed week. So the media ops guy out there, Tyson, and Kerri-Anne that works with him were incredible. And they got me chats with literally everyone. I gave them a wish list and they excelled. They gave me even more than that. So I spoke to the Royal Gibraltar Regiment. I spoke to the RAF that are out there. And I spoke to the Royal Navy Gibraltar Squadron as well. So literally everyone. And then on top of that, I also had a chat, of course, with the Military Wives Choir. Got them to a bit of a sing-along for England and Scotland. And I had a good look around the World War II tunnels as well, which were incredible.
So can I ask, why did you go to Gibraltar? Like, why?
Basically, to shine a massive spotlight on it, find out what everyone does there, why it's such a good place to be, and what are some of the top things to do if you're heading there soon.
Oh, okay. So you went and got stuck into all the good stuff then?
Yes, exactly that. Pulled a blinder.
Pulled an absolute blinder. You basically had a little holiday.
Shh, Lauren, work trip.
Okay, let's pretend I didn't just say that. Wow, it sounds like it was a very professional, beneficial trip, great for the career, and that you had a great time.
And in my defence, as R. Colin said when he picked me up from Heathrow, thought you'd have a bit of a tan, you're still really white, did you not get outside?
No, I was too busy, Colin. So George, you started at the DTC. What was that like and what does that stand for?
So that stands for Devil's Tower Camp, which I should have remembered because it was there before. So moving swiftly on, I went down to meet a couple of the guys who are with the Royal Gibraltar Regiment and they were absolutely lovely. And I posed a question to Captain Fang about the history of the regiment and he's so impressive. He managed to reel it all off, which was incredible. And also just the sense of pride that he has in what he does.
We are the British Army's smallest regular infantry regiment. And we trace our roots all the way back to the American Revolutionary War, the Great Siege of 1779 to 1783. But more recently, as an organisation, our roots are from World War II and the defence of Gibraltar. And then we became a regiment in 1958 officially, and then an infantry regiment in 1991. So we're fairly new.
So there must be a lot of pride serving the regiment.
Yes, we're described as a small regiment with a very big heart. And I think we draw a lot of our source of pride in the history and our heritage that we have here in Gibraltar and also from this part of not just Gibraltar, but also up the coast as well.
And what does a typical day look like for you, if there is such a thing?
Varies by what we're doing, what our task is. But just like any other infantry-like role unit, when we're in camp, generally day starts off with PT and then we'll move into either low-level training classes, and then whatever administration we have to do for the rest of the day. And then obviously when we're deployed or on operations or exercise, then it will be completely different. It will be dependent on what task we're doing.
Oh, it was the thing he said about a small regiment with a big heart. That's so sweet.
isn't it? And it's so clearly true as well. Like the pride kind of resonates off them. It was just so lovely to meet them. And everyone was so kind and welcoming.
Absolutely. And I think the way that you said how they are busy when sort of wherever they are and how they get stuck in. And I think that just proves that they might be little, but they're definitely mighty.
Yeah, and that was the same with quite a lot of people I spoke to on The Rock. It was kind of a sense of there's not many of us here and we absolutely love it. We're a small, mighty team. That was very cool. And the same certainly went for the RAF, headed to the runway to have a chat to them there.
Sergeant Daniel Smith, Royal Air Force logistics mover.
And how long have you been on The Rock?
Just under 2 years now.
Tell me, what does a typical day on duty look like for you?
Well, as a logistics mover, obviously very focused, very involved with anything to do with military air transportation that comes in. Okay, so we support all three services, Navy, Army, Air Force, civilians as well, any operation exercises that come in, aircraft park here on Southern or Northern, we handle the aircraft as well. And it's basically, when the aircraft are in, it's just planning, making sure loads are safe, people, logistic plans are in place. Just with the last line of defence for the Royal Air Force when it comes to air safety, and I take pride in that job.
And is there any unique challenges to being here in Gibraltar with this runway that people are walking across all the time?
Yeah, of course there is. I mean, it's safety, isn't it? The most important thing is people's safety, okay? We've got a job to do, but we also respect that it's such a beautiful, small country. And this is, do you know what I mean? People across, and it's unique, isn't it? It's a selling point as well. So you just embrace it.
And what does a day look like when you're off duty? What do you do?
Well, off duty, okay, so I'm a spinning instructor, so I do a lot of spinning. I coach a football team. Can I say the football team? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I coach Youth Links FC football club. Fantastic. I'm doing RAFA stuff at the minute, so we do RAFA rides. So we set a challenge of trying to cycle from here to Bryce Norton to Lossie, which is called the Black Challenge, Bryce, Lossie and Gibraltar, 2,589 miles. We did that in week one. We got 35 people across all three services as well, which is fantastic. I think people hear RAFA and think it's just RAF, but it's not. It's about this unique environment in this community pulling together and doing challenges together, and it's fantastic.
Wow, he sounds like he's busy. And what I love about anybody who works in logistics is they are such like an integral cog in the sort of overall running of a machine when it comes to that. I definitely recognised that when I was at Mount Pleasant Complex in the Falkland Islands. They're so important.
And the other thing, he was such a nice guy, but I was also chatting to him about the World Cup. And he said basically that he has to watch them at home because he's not good to watch football with. I was like, oh, do you have big feelings? And he was like, really big feelings.
Really big feelings. That's, do you know what? That's what we say to toddlers, isn't it? Like, are you having big feelings? It's like, just because we had it as toddlers, we still have them as adults.
And he's man enough to recognise it and act appropriately.
And it sounds like, George, that this community is like no other, which is exactly how it is when you're overseas. You'll know that. And it sounds like he's really getting himself stuck in with it.
Yeah, and particularly with Gibraltar, because everyone is in a small place, but it doesn't feel claustrophobic, but everyone's living and working alongside, and it really works. It's just one of those places that's so unique, and it's just perfect in its own way. And of course, I had to go and meet the Royal Navy Gibraltar Squadron while I was there as well. And I was eyeing up their ribs because I've been on one before. I didn't get the chance to go on one, but that's all right because I spoke to some great guys.
I'm L.E.T. Park. I'm one of the marine engineers here. We fix the Arctic 24s we've got and the Royal Navy Patrol launch, which they were built a couple of years ago, but the youngest vessels in the fleet so far.
So they keep you pretty busy?
Yeah, they do, especially the way we drive them and the amount of work that we do over here. Hey, I love it out here. It's better than being back in Scotland where it's raining all the time. So,
what's been the best thing about being here so far?
Just being the small ship side of it. Being in Gibraltar, essentially living in another country for a couple of years. And that's probably the best thing. The weather, play rugby up at Europa as well. So getting to do more things than what I'd be doing when I'm back home.
And is there a nice vibe in the squadron, like real sense of pride here?
Yeah, there is. It is, like you say, it's a small ships kind of thing. So it is like a small family. We do have that hierarchy, but it is more like a small family here, so we can talk to each other first name basis, and it is a lot more relaxed, so it is good.
Oh wow, he sounds like he's having a great time.
And he has the most fantastic moustache as well. Oh, impressive.
So just picking up on the fact that he said that it's, well, Gibraltar is better than being in rainy Scotland, I'm going to gather he was also potentially invested in the World Cup whilst he was there.
Yes, I mean, they all were. And the thing was that they just love going out to, whether it's Four Corners or Ocean Village, but just being able to go and watch it in the sun where there's a load of other Brits and Scots and everyone's invested, they just thought it was the best possible place to be for the World Cup.
Go on, I was going to ask you that, because here in Germany, in the Seni Arms, that place was packed on both the Scotland games and the England games. So I'm going to gather it was like the same for you in Gibraltar.
Oh yeah, it just absolutely goes off. You're not sleeping till the game's done.
Oh yeah, no way. At first I was like, oh, I think I might stay in the pub for the first half. And then I was like, nah, that's not happening.
Nah.
So overall, George, what was your favourite part about the trip? That might be an impossible question, I'm aware.
It is. I could tell you my favourite photo, though.
Okay, what was your favourite photo?
So after I'd spoken to the Navy guys, one of them said to me, are you a photographer? So being honest, I said no. And he went, oh, it's just that my wife is and she's away and we need to do our official photo. So I was like, ah, go on then, I'll give it a go. And I did. So I took their photo. They're all in their whites, looking incredibly smart. It was just amazing. And then, being a little bit cheeky, as you have to be sometimes, I said, can I jump in for one? And I did. And one of these things is not like the other, look.
That is incredible. Sorry as well, but the idea that I think people see BFBS and think that we are like these, like, ever multi-skilled people, and sometimes we're, no offense, we're really not sometimes. So they thought that you were a photographer and thought, yeah, BFBS will take our group photo, it'll be fine. We just talk on the radio.
I know, but luckily he set it all up. He's obviously learned enough for his wife, and I just had to press the button. So I was like, yeah, no, seems good. No, that looks good.
Now do a silly one.
Yeah, we did loads, actually. And then it was like, I have to get in this also. And they let me in the front row.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. That's one for the wall, that is.
Isn't it just?
Well, George, thank you so much for coming on the pod today to chat to us about your trip. And like I've been saying on the radio all week, and like I said at the beginning, you took drive for a drive.
And I'm going to take it for a drive again, potentially.
Oh, well, do you know what? We'll not let you say anymore. We'll keep that to ourselves just for now. Well, George, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. And I really, really hope that you enjoyed yourself.
Oh, it was the best. Thank you. It's been lovely chatting to you as always.
And I'm sure we'll chat soon.
Well, we might not, but I'm going to be back on here. I think you're away, actually, but I'm going to be back on next week because myself and Joe Carden, off of Totally Connected and Old School and Anthems, are heading out on the road at the weekend. We are going. We're very, very excited. This is our first trip ever together. We're going to Aldershot because it is Armed Forces Day. So we're heading down there for all the celebrations and to chat to loads of people.
Oh, wow. And I'm going to miss out on hearing about this. This is not fair. Maybe I should cancel the holiday.
Especially because I've said that Joe's driving and now I'm wondering about my decision making.
Well, you've got life insurance, right?
Not enough.
Oh, well, that's something. You can reflect on your policies before you go and you should be fine. And talking of Armed Forces Day, it was, of course, Northern Ireland's Armed Forces Day over the weekend. And you can catch all the good stuff on the socials. Go and see the images and videos that were captured. BFBS Radio on Facebook and Instagram. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Daily Dits. I've been Lauren Mitchell, and I'll see you tomorrow.